concept of mitzvah bo ba'aveira, as it's found in our parak. We went back to Tosfos Daf Tes. When asked, in order to answer Akasha, who needs lechol, let's say mitzvah ba'aveira, Tosfos answers that mitzvah ba'aveira is the Rabbanan. The Ritva quotes a Tosfos, which we don't have in our Tosfos, but I'm sure it existed somewhere in Tosfos, that is only by Ritzui, Hayirza, that we saw the Gemara on Daf Lamed Anaf Lamed Amud Aleph. Whenever the Gemara quotes a pasuk, on the side they give you the entire pasuk. Habesim Gozel Vesapiseach, right? That's the source. The pasuk ends. Ha'eretz Also Miyetchem Amar Hashem. Ritzui. What's Ritzui? So Korban, of course. Lulav could be said because of the Nanuim. Shofar, because obviously a shofar. And that's it. Comes to something like matzah wouldn't apply, but the Yerushalmi said it does apply. So what do we say until now? Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, it's only if it's Ritzui. According to the Yerushalmi, it applies to matzah, even though matzah is not considered to be a mitzvah of Ritzui. That's what we're able to answer so far. Fine. Then we came to the end of the Chefza story. The Chefza. So the suggestion was made that according to the Bavli, it's Chefza, right? According to the Yerushalmi, it's called the Maisa Aveira. The Maisa Aveira, because Eila Mitzvah is a different source. And therefore, we can understand, comes to a Maisa Aveira, doesn't matter, Ritzui or not Ritzui. Any Maisa Aveira. As opposed to Lashami, Ein Aveira Mitzvah, Ein Mitzvah Aveira. Nothing to do with Ritzui. But over here, it's derived from Gozel and Piseach, where it says Aertze, so that could be another aspect of the Machlokas Bavi and the Yerushalmi. Is it a din in the Maisa or a din in the Cheftza? And we have pointed out that the Tosfos over here says that Lo Dami Le Gezel to Machmas Averes Ha Gezel Bo Ha Mitzvah Shiotzibo Aval Hani Otu Machmas Averes Shenas Bo Minafikle. This is the Tosfos about why you do not apply Mitzvah of Averes by Asherah against the Rambam who does apply it. Rambam had probably different gears. In any event, so we saw the Shiori Karbonis. What's with this Tosfos? So before she Rishalmi. Right? What are you telling me? So we wanted to suggest with the Chefza Lamdus that Yerushalmi, although the Yerushalmi does seem to say along the lines of Tosfos, but maybe it is an extra dimension of Chefza versus non-Chefza, which is not what Tosfos is saying over here. If Tosfos understood the Yerushalmi to be more on the Chefza idea, we understand why they said this on their own and didn't quote it from a Beferish Yerushalmi as a Shiori Karbonis. That's as far as we got yesterday. Any questions? Good. So let's continue. Now that Baruch Hashem we are down from the computer perspective, we'll be able to go back to the classic Torah Shebaal Peh. Fine. Rabosai, I asked you to see Ramban. I was going to show it to you, but now I'll say it Baal Peh. It's on the Maram Makom, so if you got there yet. According to one suggestion he makes over there, you do not apply Mitzvah Abaveira to someone who ate Matzah Shel Tevel. Everyone knows what Tevel? What's Tevel? Untithed, because biyodol l'taken, because it's in your ability to correct it by simply taking meiser. Now, on a simple level, if mitzvah abav aveira is a din in the meiser aveira, who cares what could have been, should have been? Right now, you did in the meiser aveira, you ate something which is treif. But if you learn it's a din in the cheftza. This chefta has to be what we call incorrigible. No, ain't no takona. So that's a chefta shalisa. They say mitzvah b'aveira. But if you could have fixed it up, even though you didn't, perhaps there's no psul of chefta, which some of the achronim suggest. And there's another proof. In this Tosfos, I hope by now you got a little further in the Maram Makomas, Tosfos is a rather remarkable, remarkable idea. Naflama Nabat Aleph. The big Tosfos. We're not going to read the entire Tosfos. One line. We can't read the entire Tosfos in one. I mean, we can, but it'll take a little too long for right now. Maybe we really should read the Tosfos, but let's not read the whole Tosfos right now. Tosfos has one line where Tosfos says a distinction between a situation where whatever was done before Yom Tov started, or and after Yom Tov started. You know, talking about over here, final line. One second. I'm not so good at scanning as I used to be. It's here. Ah, here it is. I'm picking one line out. If you have the Oz V'Hodor, I tell you, one of the greatnesses of Oz V'Hodor in its new iteration, they didn't have it at the beginning, even within the Tosfos, they have bolded. So they divide every Tosfos into 10 parts. That's such a Machaya, you know? Everything Rabbi Steinzel did, he made paragraphs. Oh, they attacked him, or you went up a chorus, or they changed it with the Tosfos, you know? But they did the same thing, so they did it smarter. Instead of making paragraphs, they just put bolded, so it's, you know, they didn't rock the boat, you understand? So let's take a look about 10 lines up. Ubechula shmaitin. Tosas ha. Tlochosh mitzvah babaveira. Hecha de konile. Matsina lememar. De koni kodem ba aguda. You see, you have a little ches by the word aguda. Okay. They change a little bit around. Afil the man, the low boy, eged. Hakonile kodem yontif. Takati lochal chiyuv mitzvah. What does that mean? A distinction between whether you require the lulav before yontif or on yontif. This is a little complicated because of the whole context of the whole long toast, which we're not going to go into right now. But the pashtus, the mere fact that such a distinction exists, what does that mean? Because when yontif comes in, what happens? What changes? A piece of a palm tree, which all year long has no special status, suddenly is conferred upon it a status of a cheftza, of a mitzvah, of a lulav. Follow? So once again, the mere fact that Tosfos can contemplate a distinction between whether you acquired it before yontif or on yontif. What's the difference? What did I acquire before yontif or after yontif? If I bought it on yontif, then it's mitzvah of avera. I bought it before yontif, then not. How does it make sense in the perspective of a ma'aseh avera? Doesn't. So the fact that Tosfos suggests this distinction is another indication that the key word, as our worthy assistant suggested yesterday, is what? Cheftza. And it comes in terms of cheftza, this distinction is possible. Yeah, it's not muchruch, but yeah.
Has that play itself out? Meaning, why is the fact?
We'll get to it. When we learn the whole Tosfos, we'll try to figure it out. But it's the mere fact that Tosfos makes such a distinction, if it's in the perspective of ma'aseh avera, the same as we said before, there's no difference if it's biyodol l'taken or not biyodol l'taken, like the Ramban. There's also no difference if she bought it on yontif or bought it erev yontif. These are just indications that the cheftza situation is here. Fine. Okay, good. Now, it's possible we make the following distinction. Again, we had the kasha against the Yerushalmi, excuse me, against the Ritva and Tosfos from the Yerushalmi. Right, so we said it, what did we say yesterday? So machlokas b'avi Yerushalmi. That's the easy way out. Maybe we can try to split the difference. Okay, split the difference. Let's make the following suggestion. The Bavli, as the Ritva quotes from Tosfos, is limited to mitzvahs of Ritzui. That's a psul cheftza. The Yerushalmi, as we said, this is what Menachem already said yesterday. The Yerushalmi is a psul, is a chesaron in the Maisa Avera. So make the following suggestion. What? They're both right. Not as a machlok, because they're both right. If it's a psul cheftza, then you say mitzvah above Avera, even if no Avera is violated at the moment of the mitzvah. Right now I'm not doing any Avera. Not doing any Avera. Nothing. But the Cheftza is despised. In other words, for example, just going to give an example. If someone uses an Avodah Zorah, the worst example, that we shall see, we paskin, mitzvahs what? Finish a sentence? Mitzvahs lav? Lehonis nidnu. There's always having, if you have a, it's also having hanah from Avodah Zorah, physical hanah. But to do a mitzvah, it's not called hanah. There's no Avera at that moment. Oh, so when there's no Avera at that moment, then we can suggest that the Ritva's Tosfos is correct, that it's only a psul in Ritzui, Shofar, Lulav, and Korban, nothing else. I, the Yerushalmi, says he matzah shall matzah gzula, matzah, whatever other matzah. Yeah, that's because you're doing an Avera at the moment of the mitzvah. That's a different din. So in other words, until now we suggest machlokas b'avi and Rishalmi, based on the fact that they have two different yafusas, they can be both right. The yafus of the Bavli is correct is a problem of the cheftza, and that's even true when there's no aver at the moment of the mitzvah. The cheftza is itself despised, and the Rishalmi is adding a new dimension. Yes, that's true. Tosis is correct. That's a limit to ritzui. In non-ritzui mitzvahs, then we would say we would not apply this principle that the cheftz is despised. We would not apply that principle. We would not apply the principle. That's why, for example, in the case of sukkah daf tes, you need a pasuk. Because now for the pasuk, we could argue that, no, now I'm sitting in the sukkah. Now I'm not doing anything wrong right now. What am I doing wrong now? I'm sitting in the sukkah. Teretz is cheftz is despised. No, it's not ritzui. That's why you need lecha. That's the rich Tosis, the drug quotes from Tosis. That's the answer to that test. What's matzah? Matzah is also not a ritzui. No. By matzah, the aver is committed at the moment that I eat the matzah. By sukkah, the aver is committed when I was go for his exhaler. Now I'm just sitting in a booth. I'm not doing an exhaler right now. Follow what I'm saying? So say that the Bavli, you're right, you're also right. They're both right. Again, one more time. That the Bavli says is a psul cheftza. That's limited to cases of ritzui, as Tosis found in the Ritva says in Daf Tes and Daf Lamed Aleph, and that's shofar, korban, and lulav, nothing else that we know about. Matzah is a vera at the moment of the mitzvah. That's a separate din, that's the Rishalmi's din. So by sukkah, it's neither nor. It's neither the Rishalmi's din, because there's no aver at the moment of the mitzvah, nor is it the Bavli's din, because it's not ritzui. So that's why you need lecha. You don't have to make a machlokas Bavli and Rishalmi. Everyone follow me? It's gavaldik. This is what some of the Achronim suggest to the Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Sholom Ba'olam. Now I'm both side of the following shayla. Tosfos says, the bottom of Tosfos, Mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotze b'gozel, hocha davka shibud rabbonan, lo chayesh ha-mitzvah bo b'aver. Okay. But rabbonans, we do not apply the principle of mitzvah bo b'aver. Now, do we pasken this way? Well, everyone has a shul. Whoever doesn't have a Mishnah Berurah can take. I have three more on my desk. Then feel free to take one. So everyone should have a Mishnah Berurah just to see what the Shulchan Aruch says on this matter. And Simon, please, they're meant for you. Tav Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph. See what it says? Tav Resh Mem Tes. I have the wrong one, but this is kind of true. Tav Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph. See what it says? Kol arba aminim psulim begozel uveganov. Okay, we're skipping a few lines. Okay, the last line of this page of Mishnah Berurah, page 238. Aval acherim kosher b'shar yomim chutz miyom rishon. Okay, chutz miyom rishon. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Ches, last two lines on the page. The Svirle Layesh Omer, Lo Shayach Mitzvah Bob Avera. No. Hold on. The Gabe Acherim. Second. Oh, here we go. The next page, line 3. The Af Lagana Vilagaz on Atmo, Das Kama Poskin, Shesov and the Bishar Yamim, Yotibem. Why? Like Shmuel. Right? Mitoch Shyotib Shol, Yotze. Big guzzle. Fine. So, if that's true, that's a little bit of a question whether it's really true or not, whether Tosas, whether they're passing like Tosas or not. If it's true, now some might say it's not true. He's only be makel over here what we call la'acherin. La'acherin. What does la'acherin mean? Mitzvah of Avera is only a problem for the person who did the Avera, but not for anybody else. That's, of course, a big chiddush. From the Orchos Chayim. We'll have to discuss a little bit at greater length. But let's assume for the moment that he's relying on the fact that perhaps the second day we do not apply the principle of Mitzvah of Avera because it's the Rabbanon. If that's true, the question is raised, and I mentioned to you yesterday that in Yoredei, I can't show you now, Simon Shin Mem, Siv Chav Tes, you can look it up. He paskins that you do apply Mitzvah of Avera to the Mitzvah of Kriya Alameis, as you saw yesterday a little bit in Shir, even though we assume that the Mitzvah of Kriya Alameis is the Rabbanon. This is a question which is raised by some of the Mefarshim. Now, one can get out of this question by saying the whole assumption is wrong. The Mechaber here is not necessarily saying that Yom Tov, by Rabboni Yom Tov Sheni, we could be makel by Mitzvah Bava Avera as Tos says not mitoch. It's a different cheshbon. It's because of Acherin. But it's not completely clear if it's the Acherim cheshbon. It could be that whatever. Assuming the question is a question. Sometimes the best answer is no question to begin with. But if the question is a question, what might be a possible answer? So we make the following suggestion. Rabosai, this is a lumda shavar. We said before that there's Tzvei Dinim. What means Tzvei Dinim? Two halachas. One is Chefza, and one is Maisa Avera. Correct? The Chefza can even be if the Avera precedes, and the second din is only if the Avera is simultaneous. We may make the following distinction on both sides. This, again, since we're off screen, you'll have to take it on faith for the moment, and you can look it up. There may be a fundamental distinction between the Doraisas and the Rabbonans. Let's first talk about Isurim. The best place to find this is in the Sefer Meshech Chochmah, Sefer on Chumash, which we could get on a normal day. In the beginning of Parashat Shoftim, we discuss the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that all Isurim, the Rabbonan, are included in Lo Sasa Yom Nusmo. Ramban asks a bunch of kashis, why we make a besafek. Meshech Chochma says that the nature of the Isur by the Rabbonans is a mered, a rebellion against the Chachamim. You know, Man Malki Rabbonan, it's like rebelling against the king. It's not an intrinsic violation. Not an intrinsic violation. Chazir is an intrinsic violation. But if the Rabbonim say you can't eat X, Y, or Z, it's not an intrinsic violation. You're violating the words of the rabbis. It's going to come up later in the Sugya of Sikresha, the same yisod. Everyone follow me so far? It's a different type of an issue. That's why the Meshech Chochma says if you did it b'shogeg, you don't need a kapor. If you eat chazer b'shogeg, you ate them which is intrinsically prohibited, so you need a kapor. If you eat some Issa de Rabbana b'shogeg, he didn't rebel against Chazal. He didn't know. No need for any kapara. Everyone with me so far? Got it? If that's the case, so what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that when it comes to the Doraisas, the Chefta, sorry to go back to the same words, the Chefta is problematic intrinsically. When it comes to the Rabbanans, as many say, it's not an Isur Chefta. It's an Isur Gavra. You shouldn't rebel against Chachamim by eating this object. It just happens to be a Hechatimsa. But the Chefta itself is not despised. It's not an intrinsic prohibition. Oh. If that's the case, this is well documented by some mefarshim when it comes to mitzvahs lo saseh, perhaps we can suggest a chiddush gadol. This is not found in those sforim necessarily. And the same thing is true when it comes to a mitzvah saseh. A mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, it could be a very well a mitzvah saseh on a particular object, a cheftza. Ulekachtam lachem bayom harishon. Right? Mitzvah satorah is mitzvah lulav. However, day 2 through 7, when the Chachamim made a zechel and mikdash, perhaps the nature of the mitzvah is not intrinsic chefts of lulav, but rather the nature of the mitzvah is do what the rabbis told you to do. Now I'll show you an amazing gemara in daf mem vav amud aleph. We'll get there mishum one day, so we'll get the more detail, but right now we're not going to skip 16 davim in one shot. But just look at the gemara for briefly in daf mem vav amud aleph. And they ended toward the end of the narrow lines. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmua, mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. The mitzvah of lulav is 7 days. It says Rashi, one word. You see the Rashi? Libracha. You make a bracha 7 days. What's Asher, Kiddushan, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, and what's next? Al? What bracha you make on the lulav, no? Al Natilas lulav? Okay, sounds good. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Yom Rishon Mitzvahs Lulav, Mikan Ve'elach, Mitzvahs Zekenim. What does that mean? It could be one of two things. One pshat, the way Rashi seems to say, Lo Boye Bracha. No bracha at all. Others suggest, we can't go into it right now, no, there's a bracha. You want the bracha you make? Asher Kedusham B'Sasav Tzivanu Al Mitzvahs Zekenim. That's what it sounds like a little bit, right? Why? Because even though it is a mitzvah and it requires a bracha, the nature of the mitzvah is not a mitzvah's cheftza, a mitzvah following what the rabbis say. Oh, one second. If that's the case, we can make the following suggestion when it comes to derabbanans. The din of cheftza wouldn't apply. That's what Tosfos says in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotze b'gozel. You know, since it's the Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah of aveir on the chefza. I maybe Shulchan may even pass in that way. I, when it comes to ripping a garment, which is kriya as a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, we do say mitzvah of aveir. No! That's not the din of chefza. No. But we said before, there's no ritzui, according to that opinion. That's a Maisa the Gavra, contemporaneous, simultaneous, mitzvah nevera. That's a separate thing which knocks it off. So therefore, if that's the case, even if Tosfos over here, excuse me, the Shulchan Aruch here is basing himself on this Tosfos, which is questionable, it would still not be a contradiction to the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya, because there it's simultaneous. And then in the Maisa, and therefore in the Maisa, no difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. Here, when the Avera was already, it's only a chefza dikadin. The same as Tosis in the Ritva says only applies to Ritzui. Tosis over here says only applies to Doraisis. Because again, chefza consideration. Perhaps. Having said this, now, yes, questions? I'll take any questions you want.
This assumption based on the Al-Azakanim, the Bracha Al-Azakanim.
Yeah.
When it comes to Neros Hanukkah, which is
the very good,
and all of it's a third one we do.
Very good, excellent. So lean at it. We'll get to it. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow briefly. Maybe it'll be a long time from now. I'm not sure. Okay, fine. So now, Rabbos, I want to share with you some of the wisdom of one of the great gedolim of the previous generation, Hagoyin Hakodesh Abachonin Wasserman Hashem Yom Domo in Kovitz Shurim. Ever heard of this great Gadol? He was in America. He was safe. He went back to Europe. He was killed by the Nazis or whatever it is, their collaborators. The Kovna ghetto. Kovna, terrible. Anyway, he has in the back of Kovna Shurim, it's called Chelik Beis. I'm going to read to you just one little chapter. It's Simon Lamed Gimel, Os Gimel. And you can, I'll leave it for you to look it up yourselves afterwards. Yesh this topic. B'yoshen b'shmini b'sukkah k'sheira. Those of you who last man know that we learned tomorrow, we're going to come back to again later this man, that if someone sleeps in the sukkah shmini atzeres, there could be a possibility of what aver what? Baal Tosef. Ela de'enu yochol lotes bo b'smano v'tamed the mitzvah of aver. He sleeps in a sukkah which you could not fulfill 7 days because the mitzvah of avera. Ma'o adin, then you'll have a Baal Tosef. Watch this now. This is the remnant of yesterday's shir with the Minchas Chinuch. The Yav Shalomah, the mitzvah of avera and a grey usa b'maisa mitzvah. Or we'll say if you want to add the chef to the mitzvah, rak b'kiyuma. Right, that's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch said. William Baal Tosef, lo be'inan kiyum mitzvah, rak maisa greda. It's never a kiyum mitzvah, it's an avera. It's an avera. If you do something which is a maisa mitzvah the 7 days, you do it day 8, it's Baal Tosef. Who cares if you have no kiyum the first 7 days? That's a detail. Sha'alti davazeh mikvod mori v'rabi agrach zatzal, Abchaim Briska, v'lo hichriya. Chaim didn't know. Reb Chaim didn't know. How are we going to know? We don't. Nobody's. Reb Chaim didn't know. You know what's going on? Reb Chaim didn't know an answer. Didn't know. I guess, I'm not sure what he didn't know. Maybe he didn't know what the mitzvah of Aveira is like the Minchas Chinuch says. It is a mitzvah just that, there's no kiyum. Or, as we saw yesterday, I think it was Rabbi Yosef Engel who said it, in the footnote at the bottom. It's a chasson in the chevtza. Gozel dem et piseach. So, these two greats were sure that they were right. The Minchas Chinuch on one side, Rabbi Yosef Engel on the other side, and Rabbi Chaim Brisk wasn't sure. So, we. Okay, fine. V'yim Noma came. In other words, if assuming that you hold one direction, then what? That maybe it's only a chesaron in the kiyum. Ev shaliyashiv tkushes toisvus. Lovely kro lipsol sukkah gazula mitzvah baba veira tois daf tes. Rabbi will say, how many answers have we had so far? Tois give an answer to Rabbi, it's to Rabbi Onan. Then the Ritva give an answer only by Ritzui. Have any answers yet? It's so far. Some want to say, place I just showed you, nafkamina la'acherim. Maybe you don't apply mitzvah b'avera la'acherim, but gzula would be possible even la'acherim. A third possible answer. And now a fourth possible answer. Nafkamina in a yoshen b'shmini b'sukkah gzula. The hashta the ika kro lifsol sukkah gzula ain't over about tosif. Came in a sukkah psula. Avimita mitzvah b'avera after ain't a real lotzitz ba. Mikomakom Ebsha the Ika Baal Tosef came in Agriusa b'maisa mitzvah l'bekiyuma. Wow, Teretz number what? Number 4. Right? Are we counting them up now? We had Tosef's Teretz. The Ritva quotes Tosef gives a Teretz.
Are we counting like the Ritva who says like it's only going to Shmuel? And those are like,
that's another Teretz, right? It's a 4. You're right. It's only going to Shmuel. That's a Balabatish Teretz. There's no problem. It knocks the cash off to begin with. Good. It's another Teretz. Right? You're right. Three Teretzim. Then we have this Acherim Teretz, which some give. Shara Melech talks about that. It's on my desk, the Shara Melech, if you want to look it up. And now this fifth Teretz is an Afghim for Baal Tosef and Shmini Teretz. Now he quotes a sixth Teretz. V'chocham Echad Omer Liash Chus HaTosef. I wish I knew what his Chocham Echad was. Let me tell you. Chocham Echad. And this is going to be more familiar to those who were here last month. I told you we're going to try to keep these manim the chuba a little bit today, Shia, to mix. We're starting lulav, but let's not leave up sukkah so fast. We spent so much time on sukkah, a beloved topic. We'll try to time together a little bit. Watch this. Nafkamina, u'shnei tfachim schach posel, u'shnei tfachim schach gozul. The hashta, dika kro. Now we have a posuk, mitztaref l'arba tfachim schach posel. As we learned in the Gemara Daf Yutes, if you have 4 tefachim of schach pasul, or Daf Yudzayin, it passes the whole sukkah. Avali lav kro, lo havi mitzdarfin. Why? Shum the mitzvah baba vera lega bichya gavna. Why? Watch this amazing thing. The ein avera tzricho lahasukah. You don't need those two tzvachim of schach to cash in the sukkah. Why? To ilu ha yushnei tzvachim schach puzzle ushnei tzvachim avir hoysa sukkah kshera. Hachanam eschach gozul eina megarea yoser me ilu ha yavir ad kan dvarov. A brilliant answer. If it's mitzvah baba vera, so then what did Tosu say over here? Mitzvah Avera is only when the Avera facilitates the mitzvah. Here, take away those tutfach. What do I need it for? Leave it Avir. It's going to still be kosher. Whoa, what a sharp answer by the Chacham Echad. Says Rabbi Chanan. I don't agree. The Chacham Echad. Why doesn't he agree? I agree. Rabbi, what do you say? Do you agree with Rabbi Chanan? I agree. What do you say? Who disagrees? With the Chacham Echad, I should say. He disagrees. The gam hash adika kro mikom makom kosher b'chay gavna. What? Even with a pasuk, it's still kosher. Why? The schach gozel ain't a kashar schach puzzle. Why are they different? What's schach puzzle? Metals for schach puzzle. The kabotuma and all that stuff. Why is it the fundamentally different than gozel? Listen to Rabbi Chanan's tiefkeit. This is a real super lamdan speaking. A lamdan al gabi lamdan. Listen to this great Lamdan speaking. Watch. The kol psul schach ksheron the tfanas. We all know that. For tfanas, you do whatever you want, right? You can make metal, you can make in a gadol karaka, it's mekabel tumma, it's whatever, there's no problem, right? Akara tzarech loma, the din, the gozel, posul gamel tfanas. Even if you steal the walls, you're not yotze. Akoch tzarech loma, the din gozel hu al hasuka bichlala. Rabbi Chana created a new term, a suka bichlala, the generality of the suka. Shotek zula, veino din miyuchad beschach, as opposed to all the other psulim which are unique to schach. Shem keinachin ami arminon lo mikwi suka gzula elahecha shasuka tzricho lahagzela, aval b'shnei tfokim schach gozel. Ein a suka tricha lehen, lo havi suka gzula. In other words, even after the pasuk, since you didn't need it, and it's not the regular psul like mekabel tuma and lo gadol b'karka, it's a new kind of psul suka b'chlala. It's not mitzav. How do you like that? Look, I wanted to show it to you on the screen, but we don't have it. It's Torah Shabbat. I read it to you every word. I didn't skip any words. This is one paragraph. Kovet Shurim Chelik Bay Simon Lamal Gimel Oz Gimel. Wait with it. Yes, sir.
The only feeling between him and the Chacham Echad that the Chacham Echad was saying that the crow was coming to be in the mind of the kids, and he's saying
correct. Correct. I should add that this Rabbi Chanan is famous for a different reason. You probably never heard of this part, but you may have heard about Oz Beis. You know why? Because there are many, many bar mitzvah drushes which talk about it. But both say, at your bar mitzvah, who spoke about tefillin? Raise your hand. Who spoke about tefillin? Nobody! Oh, the whole, it used to be a tradition speaking about tefillin. Okay, so I guess you never heard of this one. Maybe you heard somebody else speak about tefillin. There's a, you know what? We'll hold it off since you never heard of it. Yeah, but you can look at Beis. It's famous by Mitzvah Torah, for, at least where I come from. I've heard it five times at least, this by Mitzvah Drasha, but you may never have heard it, so we'll leave it aside. Okay? We'll come back. Clean that up. We'll come back. All these things we can come back to. We're going proceeding very slowly, Rabosi. Very, very slowly. Oh. Fine. Let's go further. What does it mean? It's puzzle. If it's stolen, it's puzzle. Even the walls. Take a look at both sides in Tuf Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel. We're still trying to hold on to Hichel Sukkah a little bit for transition purposes. Since Rabbi Chanan did us a tremendous favor and quoted Sukkah in the context of, I mean, Tosfos did this favor. Tav Tes. As I told you from the beginning, we skipped the Tosfos because we're going to come back to it. So I'm going to be good to my word. You may remember we skipped part of the Gemara too. We have to come back to that way in the Mems. So I'll try to keep my word then too. Belineda, it's always Belineda. Sif Gimel. Sukkah Gzula Kshera. Ketzad. And this has to do with Daf Lamed Aleph, right? He threw him out. Ein Kagan Exelis. Now skip to the next page. Page Kuf Aleph. Im Gozel Eitzim. He made a sukkah. Then Yotza. Takonis Chachamim. Right? This is what we saw, right? Takonis, we call Takonis Morish. Fine. Now, watch this. Vida. It's the Bir Halacha, the last the last five narrow lines of Bir Halacha on that page. Vida. Taha da Srinan Sukkah Gzula Lav Davkim Haschachaya Gozel to Adin Le'inin Hatfanis. Prima Godim, you got the Rosh Tevis. Prima Godim, Bikur Yaakov. I brought my Bikur Yaakov today. This is the beautiful new edition I told you about. Rav Yaakov Ethnik's Bikur Yaakov is in the back of the Oroch HaNer. The Beis Medrash copy also has it in the back, but this has more footnotes. Okay. Uvavonosein Aram, Rosh Tevis. Harbe Anoshim Ein Esorim Bezevel Shalokin Kroshim Shlomi Das Balein Lahabe Men Atfanis. The kavanos from the hachzir teicha v'chasukas, aber be'emes ein yotzin bezeh. Shakoponim mishtamish b'achshav b'em b'gzeila v'asel levar chasukas chazuk. People in Europe would take, you know, they find a board, it's lying around the house. I'll just borrow it for a week, but they don't tell the guy. It's a gazlin. Show the shlomo as a gazlin. You're not yotzin. Achmona litzlan. Achumra. Oyoyoy. The Chofetz Chaim was worried about people not being yotzin. Wow. Not being Yotze. Not being Yotze. Okay. That's what it says. Okay. Does everyone agree? Well, you have to look at the Bikur Yaakov. He said to look at Bikur Yaakov, right? So let's look. So there are those who say the Gzeiras HaKosam Daf Test Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Rabosai applies not only to the Schach but to the Defanas as well. But gentlemen, there's another possibility over here. What's that? Come on, three words. Could we come on guy, I can't miss this one. Could we Defanas if it's stolen no good for what reason? You got it. Mitzvah Bo Baveira. Not so simple as best space of the Chol. Let me read you what the Bikur Yaakov said. He quotes the Bikur Yaakov, right? He quotes it. Right. Let's take a look. When Tafresh Lama Zion Sif Gimel, hold on. Hold on. Oh, we're easy lachkar. I'm in Sif Kotten Yud Aleph and the Bikur Yaakov. Kevan Shepsul Gozel is based on Tasa Lecha. Maybe we should say only the Schach Gozel is possible. Velo Defanas Gzulus. The Sukkah Schach Mashma. Velo Defanas. Psh. Wow. Interesting, Shiloh, no? Watch this. Ubi Haitaima Polig or Rosh al Arambam, the Osagam Tfanus Bahano, Kimavu, Besimen Tov, Fresh Lamet Ches. It's right in front of you. What does it say? Tov, Fresh Lamet Ches, it's right in front of you. Atze, you see it? Let me turn the page. Atze Sukkah Surim Kol Shmona Simeachag, Ben Atze Defanus, Ben Atze Schach. Really? Is that really true? Not so simple. Not so simple. Is it really true? What do you say? Tfanos. Tfanos is not so such an intrinsic part of the schach. Right? Rabosai, take a look on the Rosh. Perek Aleph. End of Siman Yud Gimel. For those who weren't here for the first half, when we learned Sukkah, you get a little taste. Just a little taste, you know, dessert. the last four lines of Perek Aleph Siman Yud Gimel. It's page Vav in our print. V'haydei asiri atzei sukkah behind between v'hano haynu dafka haschach aval atzei advanas mishri shori against the Shulchan Aruch. The kol ma'ida dashin and michag asukkos haynu dafka b'schach kiddo lekamon daf yud beis gabi psoz goron v'yekev. The loka Rambam Zal Perek Vav Alochov Tezvav Shekos of Atze Sukkah Asurim Kol Shmonis Me'achag Ben Atze Tfanis Ben Atze Schach. That's what the Mechaber quoted from the Rambam as usual. But the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh disagrees. Wow. Now, Rabosai, there is another possible idea which may depend upon this. Take a look at both in the Mishnah Brura, Tov Resh Lamed Hey, Sifkot and Yud. Just give you some dessert, Rabosai. Tov Resh Lamed Hey, Sifkot and Yud. It says in the Ramah, last line of page 198, Elasos Aschach Kodem Shiyas Atfanas. Why not? It's a problem of what? Ta'aseh what? V'lo menasui. Because the asiya is only the schach. Yud, u'b'diyeved, Mishnah Berurah, imasa kodem habach machshir. The Bach said it's okay. Why should it be okay? One reason why it may be okay, because chag asukus ta'aseh lecha goes on the Tfanos as well. So what has to go first? If the Tfanos goes on both, so doesn't matter if you do the Tfanos before the Tzach or the Tzach before the Tfanos. If it only goes on the Tzach, then the Tfanos must proceed, according to Lisa, according to Samrish Poskin. Again, maybe the same idea. And fine. We're not going to go through all the pratim of this discussion. Fine. We say sukkah bichlala, right? So Reb Chaim, our first quote of, well, we had Reb Chaim earlier today when he said, I don't know. Here Reb Chaim does know. Reb Chaim is found in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, on that Rambam. The Rambam is a Perek that we saw it. That what says what? Ate sukkah surim kol shmonas yom. The Rosh is why? Says Reb Chaim Brisker in the Sefer that Rosha, and here is classic Reb Chaim, doesn't depend on the chefs of the sukkah, Reb Chaim, you gotta love it, which is only the schach, as the Rosh asked. No. Kiyum mitzvah agavra. Can't have kiyum mitzvah agavra without the walls. And we suggested, therefore, maybe the Tassalcha also goes on the walls, because it depends on the Kima Mitzvah. Okay, Adkan dessert. Yeah, we just had a little bit of a digression in Hilchos Sukkah. I felt it's important that even the new Talmidim should have a little bit of a taste of Sukkah. You know, today's this topic is going to be primarily Arba Minim. Fine. What happened in the following case? I put up schach gozel. Mitzvah b'aveir. And then the psul disappeared. How does it be? I bought it. I paid cash. I had pangs of conscience. I stole schach. Right? And now I have pangs of conscience and I pay the guy. No longer mitzvah b'aveir. Let's assume. Assume that for the moment. So the Sefer Afikayam says like this. If the chesaron of mitzvah aveira is only in the kiyum, as the Minchas Chinuch said, then there's no problem of tasav lo menasui. Because I made a proper sukkah, just have no kiyum of mitzvah. But if that's according to Minchas Chinuch, if the psul chefzer of Yosef Engel, then it's tasav lo menasui. Basically, we said earlier, even by psul gozel, if Rabbi Chanan is right, just like the Chacham Echad, if Rabbi Chanan is right, Even gozel proper is a psul beklolus asuka, because it applies to the defatis as well as to the schach. Maybe there's no din of tasav lo mina asui. Perhaps. So let's leave this alone, because there's much to be said, but let's leave it alone. That may be true, but a takana was put into place before you sold it. Not as if here you actually had to buy it. Okay. Now, Shaila, we had two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Is mitzvah may apply to others as well? And I can see the reason why it would apply. Chefza. Right? If it's a shaila of the Maisa Avera, that's what they're fighting about. Is it in the Maisa Avera or is it in the Chefza? Rabosai, I have the following shaila. Imagine, could you construct this case? Think about it for a minute. Ruvain steals Shimon's schach. We don't call it Hashem. Whatever. So it's mitzvah baba veira. Is Ruvain yotze? What do you say? No. Is Levi yotze? Two opinions. Levi is a third party. Let's assume Levi is not yotze. Is Shimon yotze? Shimon's a victim. It's my schach. What do you mean I'm not yotze? Hear the shaila? Reuven stole Shimon's schach. Can Shimon, who owned it from the beginning, can he be yotze? What do you say? Some say, for sure, how can it be no good? Of course it's good. How can it not be any good? Some say no. A psul chefza. It's possible for Levi, could it be possible for Shimon? Theoretically. As crazy as it sounds. Wow. Why should it be no good?
Why should it be good? I understand the story for
you think it should be no good?
I'm saying for if it's...
It's cheft, right? Yeah. How can that be good? I don't know what can I tell you. The following shaila. Listen carefully. I told you before. I stole schach, and I have pangs of conscience, and I buy it from the victim. So the poskim say it's kosher. It's not considered tasa v'lo mina asui. It's a chiddush. Again, why should it be so? Rabbi Chanan fits in a little bit better. It's a psul and klolus asuk. Perhaps. Okay. Rabbosai, let's go to the sugya of Avankari a little bit. Okay? I asked you, I don't know if you've got, have anyone gotten to the Ramban yet? In the back? No one's gotten there yet? No? Yeah, you got there? Mechamas Hashem, yeah. Got to Mechamas Hashem? No. Okay. Well, let's just do the Gemara first, and I'll just read a brief excerpt from the Ramban. What did the Gemara say? You have to chaz the Gemara all the time. 10 times after chaz. Let's see the Gemara. The last 2 lines, Lamed Amanav. Rav Huna told the Avankari, the merchants, Kizavintu asa me'akum, lo tigzizu atun. You should not cut it down. El l'gzuzu inu. The goyim should cut it down. V'yavel l'chu. And they should give it to you after they cut it down. Why? My time was stam of the gachovim gazlone arisoninu. The average goy maybe, you know, once in a while will steal land. For all we know, this may be stolen land. We asked Akashi yesterday from Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz, why is Rav Huna only worried about the ritual fulfillment of the mitzvah of Abraminim? Why isn't he worried about what? About Isaac Zalem. I'd like to read you this because I love this sefer, Mishnas Rav Aaron, Rav Aaron Kotler. Oh, everyone knows the greatest Rav Aaron Kotler. Can you tell me one thing he ever said? Probably not. So maybe it's worthwhile that since he was such a powerful force of Torah in America all those years back when Torah was not so strong, at least you'll know one thing that he said in his Mishnas Rav Aaron. It's in Shut Orachaim Simon Yud. He has the following point: Hiksha Gona Belozer Moshe Horowitz. It says over this time, Akam Gazon Yar Kaganenu Kain Litzin Likach Min Akam Av Shalola Tzorach Mitzvah Mitam Yisuk Zela. Great kasha. V'nira Poshut, says Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. After stam akum gazlani araninu mikomakom kol the loyad inan tohel the karkazu balamacher. We don't know. I mean, even if he steals land, doesn't mean every single piece of land that he's on is stolen. Arminon, whoever learned Baba Basra here, raise your hand. Baba Basra, nobody, no takers. Cheska Zabata. Chazokot the komash etachas yarolam harayu shalom. Umuto likach me'apidin. So there's no Isaac Zeler. Abba b'sugyon, the Irie in the Kiyama Mitzvah, Chayshinon, Shema be'emes gozalu, v'leot stechov also. Okay, great answer. Omnam ha'milsa gufa tzorachim, the acha she'en shemisa b'lekichoso, imkein lo havi mitzvah b'aveiro. Make up your mind, Rabbi. If it's aveiro, you shouldn't take it even if it's not abamin. And if it's not aveiro, why then the one's mitzvah b'aveiro? Zok d'rabara, and you can hear the words coming up now, you can just imagine it. Fimashcha safti yosi shapir. The cave and the gozel have a psul beha. You got it. Chefza. Memela lo ichbas la memasha agarva lo over. Cave and the shor lalikach. The cave and the klap is shmaya galya. The hadas gozel. Harika la hadas pasus the gozel. Ukamo de balas mum. After lo yadinan me amum. Mikomako mi ikamum mi psula. Hokonami psul gozul came the psuba chefzo. The beemes sasol gzula reish kanavera. El shuanis bo. Have we come from a chefes have we gozul? We shave be mitzvoso. If you have to potl have we keones. We come from a estrik posul the yesh kaninyan avera. Rabosai meredik. Isn't this beautiful? It's nice. You say one people story from a bar. One. Last week you go to visit Lakewood. I happen to say, oh, it's beautiful, no? A short piece. He has more, but we'll get to some of the more if you have a look. You know, Rabbi was famous for his pulpulim. We'll discuss some of them, but that's, I just want to give you a brief excerpt of this wonderful safe, okay? It's Simon Yud, Sivkot and Base. I read you 2 paragraphs, okay? The middle 2 paragraphs of 4. There's more, but I just wanted to show it to you. Fine. Okay, Rabbi said. Fine. Question. This guy, who stole land. From whom did he steal the land? Rashi says, "My time was tam akum gazli arasa." And again, I have tainus to the Oz V'Hodor edition. The word Yisrael is in bold, right? It's not operant. I get the impression. Didn't we have it yesterday already? I had another Rashi like that. Yes, I'm dreaming. We had another word which is in bold, and I thought it shouldn't be in bold. And that's my recollection from yesterday. I think so. I'm already forgetting which word it was. You remind me. Not now. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Now. Let's read one line in the Ramban. I'm not going to read the whole thing now. One line in the Ramban. The Nuchamas Hashem. I believe the Nuchamas Hashem is on the Maran Bekomis, if I'm not mistaken. My Maran Bekomis. Everyone has Maran Bekomis, I hope. Yeah. I have a Ramban over here. Oh, it's nice and long. Okay. Umasha Heshiv. That's where it starts, right? Umasha Heshiv is page Mem in our print. Can I assume everyone has. Does anyone have the old print and the riff? I keep putting the old. You do have?
Yes.
So I have to. Okay. I keep putting a double Maran Bekomis and riffs, but since our Shir assistant has the old print, out of honor for him, we'll continue to put into both pages. Okay, it's not such a big pain. But sometimes it could even be a little bit off. Let's go page Mem. Or what do we say over here? Page what? Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, apparently. Page Mem. We're going to read one little, tiny little paragraph, at least in our print. I know you have your print, I don't have broken paragraphs as much. Umasha Heshiv. It's the whole thing, it's a total of four lines. Heshiv is obviously referring to the Balamor. He's attacking the Balamor. Vimaydik Omer Avhuna, Lahano Avankiri, Vishaklina Vitarina Lememar, Vinikni Bikishini Hashem, Vi'afal Gav, the Mitzvah Bo Baverahi. Question becomes, what do you mean, Kinyushin Hashem? What happened to Mitzvah Aveira? Yesh Lahoshiv. Arasa de Nochri Gazli. Velo Shal Yisrael. De Lo Shchichi. Umishum Lochem Itmar. It's a question of Lochem. De Le Mikni Minayu. By a Yish Vishinu Rishus. You need two steps, which we'll get to later. Umiyu. Mitzvah haba ba'aveira leko. Maybe we're not upon the principle of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Why not? I'm asking a shalit. Rebbe Osa, I have a face to your shalit ask you. You lie still from goyim, yes or no? Absolutely not. It's also min haTorah to steal from goyim. Also min daraisa to steal from goyim. So I have a question. If it's also min daraisa to steal from goyim, why is that mitzvah b'aveira? So the Shaar HaMelech says, well, this Shabbat must be going according to one opinion in the Gemara. It's mutter to steal from goyim. If it's mutter to steal from goyim, should be yours automatically. No! The Urayim says that even if it's mutter to steal from goyim, it's not mine. We don't say just because it's mutter to do it, it becomes mine automatically. No, it's not mine. So therefore, it's not shalachem. Mishnu shalachem itmar. This is how the Shaar HaMelech understands this Ramban. I have trouble believing it. No one paskins, even though some people may conduct themselves that way, unfortunately, but no one paskins that Gezel Akam is mutter. Chas v'sholem. Gezel Akam is absolutely awesome. So what do you do with this Ramban? So the Or Sameach has the following interpretation, the Nuchas Sukkah. is even though Gezel Akam is Usr, there is no mitzvah of Hashava. You see, the Pasuk of Eheshiv Esagzel Asher Gozal, it's a very famous Pasuk, right? I would normally show it to you on the screen. I can't. Is there a Chumash in the room? I'd like to read you things from inside. So what's that over there? No, the second shelf. We asked the Torah Shabbat in this room. Okay. Very nice. So, who knows what Parsha Veheshav Ezekzel is found in? Anyone know what Parsha in the Chumash? Parsha is by Yikra. I'm not mistaken. Parsha by Yikra. Okay? In that context, the word Amiso is used. Amiso means your colleague, means your brother, means your friend, means you're a Jewish person. Lo sashok esreachov, lo sigzol, on a simple level, applies even to non-Jews. Or lo tignovu, non-Jews. But here, the word amiso is found, so the argument is made that the heishiv esagzela does not apply with respect to a nochri. Says Rav Sameach, if that's the case, we do not apply the principle of mitzvah of Aveira, quote, Kimo shelo bo ha-mitzvah yadei ha-aveira. The mitzvah doesn't come through the aveira. What does that mean? What do you mean it doesn't come through the aveira? What do you mean? If you wouldn't have stolen it, you wouldn't have gotten it. That's true. But since once I stole it, technically speaking, I did an aveira, but I'm allowed to keep it. I'm not required to give it back. Not the same as mitzvah of aveira if you steal from a goy. So if you say if you steal from a goy, the reason that it's mitzvah of aveira is not because of a past sin, as we may have implied earlier today, because of a present sin. The present sin is you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give it back. It's a veheshiv. You're not giving it back. That's what's mitzvah of aveira. If you steal from a goy, you had no right to do it. But once you did it, you're not required to give it back, then we can suggest it's no longer considered to be a mitzvah haba b'aveir. Yeah?
You saying this within the Ramban?
Within the Ramban.
But isn't that against the Ramban who says that by Tevel it's b'yadol
Azos? Wow. See, I love this. The Taminim will get me minei obey. It's the best Taminim who slugged me up from what I said before. He's asking a kasha. The Rambanim Pesach and Lamed Hey, that's on the Rambam seems to say that Biyodo knocks out Mitzvah Baveira. And therefore, Rabbo say, what? And therefore, it depends, he says, it's in the Chefza. Right? That's what we said earlier, otherwise it doesn't make any sense over here. And now the Ramban is saying that what? Despite the fact that stolen goods, since right now there's no obligation to give it back, so it's going to be okay. Why? It should be a Pesul and Chefza. That's your kasha. That's your kasha. No?
As in, yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I was also, as in, but that also, that's clearly biyado lasos.
You meant the simpler and simpler base. Biyado lahachzir. Oh, I had such a fancy lumbus in your question. It's okay, good. A simple question is much better than a lumbus question. You're asking, the same as is biyado lahachzir when it comes to the situation of tevel. So biyodol ha'azir, when it comes to the situation of something which you stole. If you're saying, even if he stole from Yisrael, you should say that. Not just when he stole from a goy. That's a good question. I have to confess, I didn't think of that question. That's why Talmidim, Talmidi also be cool. I don't know. If someone here can give me an answer by tomorrow, I'll quote you. Answer to this question. Gotta think about it. Sounds good to me. Good question. What about Shitas Rashi? What did Rashi say? He stole it from whom? A Yisrael. No. And what will happen if he stole from a goy? Impression conveyed from Rashi, it wouldn't be a problem. Right? The only problem, if he stole from a Yisrael, and what if he stole from a Goy? Goy A stole from Goy B. Says Yoros HaMeach, fascinating. A Goy is not out of steel. One of the Sheva mitzvahs of what? B'nai Noach, right? Says Yoros HaMeach, that's true, not out of steel. But once he stole, he's not required to give it back. Veheshiv is not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. And if he doesn't have to give it back, catch this now. We had a discussion whether you can be kona b'yish alone. We have at the paskin, according to almost everybody, that yish kedi lo koni. Yish alone is not acquired. And if yish alone is not acquired, we'll see in the big toast, you probably saw by now part of it. If yish alone is not acquired, it, then it's a mitzvah of a vera problem. Because why? You only require it, how should I say it the best way, to summarize the whole long toastus. You only acquire it. When it changes hands, Yishushini Rishus. We're not going to that. We'll see the toast a little bit later on. But, says the Yosemeach, when it comes to a guy who steals from another guy, right? Perhaps we can suggest, again, I'm Let's get it straight. Let's go back to the Gemara. I want to say it right, okay? You want to say it wrong? Let's say it right. Back to the Gemara. Lamed Amud Aleph, the last two lines. Rav Huna told the Avankari. Who are the Avankari? Rashi says Avankari. They are merchants. Okay? And these are Jewish merchants who are buying from a goy. And we're afraid the goy stole. Who did the goy steal from? So Rashi says from a Yisro. Right, this is Beferish from Yisroel. And what if the guy stole from a guy? So perhaps, since even if a Jew steals from a guy, there's no Chiyav Hashava. So if a guy steals from a guy, there's also no Chiyav Hashava. And therefore, it may not be a problem. But if he stole from a Jew, then we can suggest that, you know, we're not going to say the goy is kona b'yush, even though may not be chiyav hashava on a goy when he steals from a Jew either, but we don't want to give him greater power than a Yisrael. After, remind me tomorrow to bring in the Yoros HaMeach and we'll see what he says inside. Now what about the Ramban? So why does the Ramban require what we call yish shini rishus? We saw he agrees there's no chiyav hashava, that's why it's no mitzvah b'avera. Maybe it was as follows. The Nochiyav HaShava is not mitzvah of Avera, because what's the Avera? That you're not giving it back. But even though there's no Chiyav HaShava, you're still not Kone. In other words, it's a machlokas, and again, I'm so scared of what you're going to ask me, that the Ramban against the Ramban. There's a famous, whoever learned the Sugya of Baba Machteris? Wasn't that Sugya? It's Sanhedrin. At the very beginning of it, oh, the Rabbala Mor, what a Ramban, it's wild over there. It's a very great sugi over there. There it says that the reason why you're not kona when you steal something, because you have a chiyav hashava. If you're chayav misa then, remember that? It's chayav misa because he can be killed by the homeowner, can shoot him if he sees him stealing in. Then there's no chiyav hashava. Then perhaps you can actually be kona. Others say you're not kone because there really is a chiyav hashava even with respect to a goy. Maybe there is a chiyav hashava with respect to a goy. Just that, with respect to a goy, it's what's called hafka salva also is mutter. You're not required to give things back. In other words, a chiyav hashava, in principle, there is. It's no different than I owe the guy money. According to some poskim, if you owe a guy money, you're not required to pay him back. I'm not talking about Hashem, because Hashem is not discussing that for the moment. Take that out of the equation for the moment. So here, too, even though in principle it's a chiyav hashava, but you're not required to point the fact, give it back. We can also make a following suggestion, that since you are the one who caused the yish, you're not kona. It's not the same as an aveda where the guy lost it. Again, I'm giving you just some rashi prakim, which I'm not going to go into right now in any depth whatsoever. What about mitzvah bo aveira b'shogeg or ba'onus? What do you say about that? Rabosa, aveira means b'mezit. So, some achronim suggest, based on Tosaf test, that's a kasha, who needs a pasuk of l'chot b'mad gzula? Mitzvah aveira. Why didn't they answer the difference of shogeg or onus? They should have answered. Shogeg onus, no mitzvah aveira. But it's possible anyway, because of the Chah. The fact that they didn't give that answer, according to some, indicates that we apply the principle of mitzvah aveira even by shogeg or by onus. Is that true? Take a look at the Mordechai. I don't know if you saw the Mordechai. It's on the Maran Mekomas. Simen Tov Shin Mem Zayin. I was looking in the back. Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Tov Shin Mem Zayin. See what it says? Here we go. Watch this. Quite an amazing thing. Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Look, everyone look carefully. Watch. Mordechai Simen Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Everyone with me? Watch. Cause of Rabbi Victor Cohen, Shechaloshana Rabba Lios Piyomechet B'Shabbos, which is a very common occurrence, Sunday of Shana Rabba. V'kotetsu Akum Arava B'Shabbos. They brought it on Sunday. Ksheira. V'lo Arminon Mitzvah Bo Baveri. What does it mean? Because they caught it down on Shabbos. You're not supposed to tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. Totnan Immiaton Kosher. What does that mean? Rabosai, everyone know what it's talking about? Who saw the Mordechai? Raise your hand. Who saw the Mordechai? So what does it mean, these three words? Correct! Gavaldik! Let's keep one hand in the Mordechai and one hand in the Mishnah. The Mishnah about Hadassim. There can be four Mishnahs in a row. Lulav, Hadassim, Aravis, Esrit. So Hadassim, the Mishnah's page, Lamed Bezim, Lamed Daf, Lamed Bezim, Lamed Bez. What does it say? A hadas o shahoyu anova merubos me'olov posel. If there are more berries than leaves, it's posel. V'miyat and kosher. If you took the berries away, so that the more leaves than berries, it's kosher. V'ein remat and biyomtif. And you may not remove the berries on yomtif. Why may you not remove the berries on yomtif? It's your matakein, right? Take a look at the Gemara, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, just one line. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, about 12 lines down. V'ein v'matin b'yomtiv. Ha'ova v'likton my kosher. The impression is conveyed, you know how to do it. If you did it, it's kosher. Ay, mitzvah b'aveira. Says the Mordechai. U'mari afilum b'mezid. B'ditznan ovar v'likton. U'pirish v'vodim etakin gomeru. Mashenisnu the mitzvah Yisur Doraisa Havi, and yet lo mivsul mishum mitzvah bo baveira. That's the Mordechai says. Rebbe Osai, what do you see from this Mordechai b'pshuta? That the only time you apply the principle of mitzvah bo baveira is only when b'mezid. Rebbe Osai. Nu, give me the lumdus over here. Come on, you can tell me right in the lumbus. If it's a psul chefza, it shouldn't matter if it's mazed or not mazed. If, however, what? So then in the what? in the Maisa Aveira with the Yerushalmi, then it makes a difference. This is the same Yesod, Rabosai. The same Yesod. Same Yesod. Fine. Now, Rabosai, the bottom toast that we saw said that Shmuel denies mitzvah of Aveira only by the Rabbonans. Does everyone agree to that? If you saw the Maram Makomos, you know that not everyone agrees. There are those who say that Shmuel denies mitzvah of Aveira completely. Completely. Yeah. The Ramban is mashma that way. The Ritva says from the Farish. Except the Ramban and the Ritva say, we don't pass the like Shmuel. But guess what? The Balamor says what? That's what the Ramban is attacking. The Balamor passes like Shmuel. I'm not going to read the whole Balamor. Just a little tiny bit. A little excerpt. Watch this. Watch this. It's the page Lamites, last three lines of column one. Yesh min ha'gon ma'harbe shaposke Rabbi Yochanan shudu Rabbi Shimon ba'yuchoy shagozal posel af yom sheni kodmitzo v'veira u'bevada lechatchil l'shab b'dom l'mifresh mino l'afuki nafshim y'plukta shum d'mois l'gavoa miyu lo chazilan l'mitzvach al hod Rabbi Yochanan mishim Rabbi Shimon ba'yuchoy etc. 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 He's in a paskan halacha like whom? Like the last three lines, Rav Yitzchak by Nachmen Mishmei de Shmuel, Polgalei Beferish, he denies the entire concept of what? Of Mitzvah of Avera, Alma Hochi Hilchasa. He wants a Paschin that way. Wow. 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 Amazing. Take a look, Rabosai. I'm just seeing it now. Footnote Hey. It's something called Shemen Lamor. Everyone has it except for you, Nachum, but you'll have to look on with somebody. It'll be just a nice, interesting bit of Chazara for us. Hine Aritva Hevi Bishematosis, Lormina Mitzvah Bavera, Ele Bedaba Shepola Ratzos, Gon Korban Shova Veluluv, Avabasukha Shein Boritsu, Lekash Mitzvah Bavera. Look there. Varambam Posak, the Yotze Beyond the Sheni, Vlesle mitzvah haba b'aveira afilu b'mikdash tohu d'oraisa kol shiva, as the Rambam Magid says, against our Tosfos said Shmuel is making a mitzvah b'aveira only by the Rabbanot, but the Rambam passed like Shmuel even by what? Even by d'oraisas. Okay, you with me so far? So not just the Balamor, but someone who's much more important than Halacha, the Rambam, according to this footnote, hey, also holds that way. Wow. That's amazing. Oh, once we're here, so let's just see what the footnote continues. Very interesting footnote. He says like this. Watch this. Uve perakei meyistru mizbeach Halacha Zayin. Is a mishum mitzvah b'aveira. He does have mitzvah b'aveira. Nu is a stira. Ratzu l'taris davka b'korban. Shu l'ratzo su l'chaper. Is a mitzvah b'aveira. V'lo b'lulav. After hu l'ratzos. Lo have k'korban. Da koponim eino l'chaper. Vein bo ritzu k'korban. Amazing. Amazing. If that's the case, for the fact that Shmuel denies mitzvah of avera in Avankiri Sugya, lek a riot less than mitzvah avera gabe korban. Maybe everyone agrees by korban, which is l'ratzos u'lechaper. Wanted to show you what they said in the footnote. Just an interesting comment. I didn't see this before. Footnotes are always interesting. Interesting.
Why didn't you just answer that?
Very good. You're right. It just only has it where the pasuk is found. Pasuk is a pasuk. That's all. Pasuk. Yeah. Rabosai, halacha lemaisa what? Look in Tav Resh Mem Tes Sif Hey Mishnah Berurah. We have to stop in a minute, but let's just have a chance to get a little more information. Tav Resh Mem Tes Sif Hey. He's quoting the Rambam verbatim. Okay, the question is, does he really hold this way? Really? Wow. Maybe not. Take a look, Rabosai, an amazing Bir Halacha. You see B'nai Gezel L'Gneva? Ein Mishnah Berurah Mashik Asafti. Choftes, Kol Elu, Hulashon the Rambam. V'sosim ha-machaba l'dina k'moso v'das ha-ramo yivuo l'kamei. Now, the Ramo said what? No, yesh posim b'gozol kol zayin yamim. Why? Lamed beis in Mishnah Berurah, the next page. Tamam d'havale mitzvah bo b'aveira v'eino yotze bo. And the Rambam presumably denies it. Okay? What does the Mechaba hold? Look at B'alacha. B'sif Aleph Ka'amar V'chule. Where is this? He's quoting himself. Oh, the last three lines on the page. It's Sifkot and Chavtet. Sifkot and Lamed. V'kosher. The B'sif Aleph Ka'amar D'lo Nifsal Gona V'gozel El Legana V'gazan Atzmo. It's possible. Says the Magen Avraham, that's the Chatchila, and here he's talking about B'diyeved. Look at Bir Halacha. So we gave his teretz. No, he quotes a Mati who doesn't like that. Possible is even B'diyeved. He says it follows. Tach the Gozel Luganeva here in our Sif. Ashigras lishna naka kaves Yosef, ukedei nisbo, v'tofas loshon Rambam kitzuroso, v'ikiru avim shemachilat emechalat ben psulei mumin, uben psulei shari enyonim, shemishim avod azoro, mei shenim minam, v'yizem ashosef v'ramo v'yesh posen v'gozul, hurak adas ha-Rambam, v'lo ha-beis Yosef, husov agam kein ochel edina, as he said in Sif Aleph, and the grows that way. The Mechaba just quoted the Rambam, but he doesn't mean to pass every single word of the Rambam. Wow. So Machloek, what's the halacha by Gozel? Quote the Rambam for sure, it's no good. According to the Rambam, it certainly is good. Quote the Mechaba, nobody knows. It's still between Aleph and Hey. What did he really, will the real Mechaba stand up? I don't know. It's a dispute what he really held. We're out of time. Mishim, tomorrow we'll continue the sugya of Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'aveira. But now maybe we get this reported so we can be in business tomorrow. Yeah.